Could be said it, I don't know. Okay. That Yugimlam and Allah, the first white lines of Purim. Tough Shinai. Well, we're going to try to learn today's answer to Purim's Gemara. Says the Gemara, Kidnoch Nafshe, the Rav Asi, and Rav Asi passed away. Ailu Rabbonon joined together, Linukutine, Lishmaita, to Chazar over some of the things that he said. Umlehum Rabbonon, one of the Rabbonon said, Rabbi Yaakov, Shmei, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, Hochi Om Rab Asi. I'll tell you a number of things. First of all, you know what Rav Asi said, name Rab Mani. You cannot be Makadosh a woman less than a pruta. Kach ain karka niknit pochem pruta. Neither can you buy karka for less than a pruta. Omru late, it said to him, what are you talking about? But Tanya, we learn clearly, afa pishain isha niknit pruta, but karka niknit pochem pruta. That karka could be purchased for less than a pruta. What are you talking about? Omru late, you want to answer back? You know, that Bryce is talking about ki Tanya heba chalipin. Not kinyan kesef, kinyan chalipin. As long as it's a keli, we don't care what it's worth. But kesef has to be a minimum of a pruta. The Tanya, we learn, Kenyan Bikli, Afa Pisha Ein Bajo Prutu, that's when it comes to Chalipim. Okay, that's one din they said over in the name of Rav Asi. Another din, Hod Yossi, this is an interesting comment, he said, Hod Rabbi Amir Avid Mishmuel, Kosha Eina Yodea Betif Gitin Kedushin Layehimon. Anybody's not an expert in Gitin Kedushin shouldn't know Shaykhis. And I told you last time the Rebbe said that you also have to know Hichas Gitin in order to do Kedushin. That's right. Here they go a step further. Rav Asi goes a step further. Not only you shouldn't have a shaykhus to it, Amar Rav Asi Rabbi Yechon, v'koshin lo'olam yosef deramabu. You'll do more damage to this world than the people who live in the times of deramabu. Why? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Allah, you swore, v'chichesh v'denai, v'ratzoich and murderer, v'gonoiv and aganiv, v'noyoiv, and you know, somebody who commits adultery, parotu, that they, you know, breached all the gedorim, bedamim nagu, and blood came across blood. What do you mean blood came across blood? My mashma, what does it mean? Ki the metargim Rabbi Yosef. How do you learn from this pasuk? Anything to do with what we're talking about? Like Rabbi Yosef's metargim. Rashi says Rabbi Yosef was blind. He knew Tanakh by heart, and he knew all the targim Yonis and Menazils. As you know, it's a big machlekes in historians, whether targim Yonis and Menazil and Tanakh is actually Yonis and Menazil or somebody else. And who Targum Yerushalmi is, and so on and so forth. Here the Rashi says that he knew all Targum Yenis and Menazil on Tanakh. And there he said, Moildin Bonin, when you blood and blood, a man and a woman, they gave birth to children, Menoshe Chavre, and they borrowed their friends' wives and they bore them. Yeah. Choyven al choyven mesif, and they added one that compounded their Avedis. It says, Al Kain say over the others. You know why the world was mourning? The umlal kol yeshiba, and you know why they were so weeping? The chayes asada about the animals of the field. Sorry. Yeah. Uvaoyva shemayin, the birds in the heaven. Vegam the gehayam yaseifu, the fish in the water will die. The ilu b'dera mabul and yigzela dogin shabiyam. We know that dera mabul, all the animals died, but the fish didn't die. As the Gemara says in Zvachim, Shenema mikol hashebecharov meisu, only those in dry land, v'loi dogim shebiyam, not the fish in the water. V'lahoch over here, the way they behaved, afilu dogim shebiyam, even the fish in the water. Why? Because they didn't follow the rules of marriage properly. So somebody who's ruling about marriage and can make mistakes will be worse than Dera Mabu, because fish will die. Maybe you have to do all the crimes, murder, theft, and all that. It can't be that. It says, just because one of the sins which is swearing, the world will be destroyed. So therefore, each Aveda on its own is enough to destroy the world. Maybe swearing is such a bad Aveda that's equal to all the other Aveda put together, because you're swearing in Hashem's name. Does the Gemara Miksi, does it say Parzu? Ksiv, it says Uparatsu Ksiv. It says with a Vav. A what? And that means each one individually is enough to cause the world to fall apart. And even worse than that, Mabu. Hadu Yasa, another thing named Rabasi commented, it said, Hadit, now we learned, Aisha, a woman has a ring of Chattas and Aila, she brought her Chattas and then when Mesa she died, Yavil, Yoshin, Elasa, the children have to bring up the Aila. Amr Avinu Mashmul, who she frished to Mechaim, only if she already set it aside while she was alive. Avaloyi frished to Mechaim, she didn't set it up, even though she already has a Chiv on her property, on her assets to bring an Aila, the children don't have to do it. Why not? Alma Kasava, but you see from it clearly, Shibud, even though there's a Shibud, it's not Matayda, the children of Namachui have to give that animal as their as her carbon. Amr Abbas Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He said, this is Rabbi Asi's word, Afagav Shaloyi Frish Mechaim, even though he didn't set it aside, Almuk Savihol Shibud, the Havid Raisa. Hold that Shibud is the Raisa, and therefore, okay, we're going to have to go to the Chabad Nitzer. Okay, let's go to Chabad Nitzer. Okay, what's the plan? Let's start. Come in. Came along Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said, no. That you do have to bring your mother's carbon oil because she buddha the raisa means that it is a lien on the assets to compensate to fulfill her shibudim. Says the Gemara, that's the whole machlekes. Well, Pliki B'chadas, we already had this argument earlier. Rav Shmuel Tavai, they said the following: a milvah pen or a loan, einu gave him an ayoshin. You cannot collect from the heirs; they don't have to pay it because she buda lav derai. So the assets don't have to pay. Therefore, they take the assets; they're not going to pay the mother's or father's debts. V'loimin alukuchas, nor the purchasers as well, because she buda lav derai. Rav Yechon Ishlokish, the Ami Tavai, no milvah pen gave the ayoshin. The ayoshim have to pay it. Why do the ayoshim have to pay it? Because what do you call it? Yoshim have to pay because Shibuda is the Raisa. And Bein Min HaLekuch is also Lekuch because we're Raisa. So what do you have the same argument twice? It's like, tzich, we need both. The Eid, my Baha, if we only knew this one, I would say, Baha, Kama Shmuel. You know why? There's two kinds of milvah. There's a milvah haksuva betayda and milvah that's lav ksuva betayda. Milvah ksuva betayda means, according to Tesis, the Tayda gives you the amount how much to pay. Loan, they don't have to tell you how much to pay. You know how much you have to pay? How much you borrow, that's how much you pay. So milva haksuva betayda, maybe that's so powerful that that's when Shmuel says, that's when everyone will agree that she buda deraisa. But if it's not a milva, what do you call it? Maybe even Shmuel will agree that she buda deraisa. When does Shmuel argue so only in a milva so
peh? Even though the kolben doesn't have a fixed price, but still... Well, the
it has. The minimum to pay is a pruta. There's a fixed price. You can pay more, but the minimum is two for a asham, and one for a danker, whatever it is. There are minimums. Mashenki by a loan, there's nothing. It's totally up to me. That's how Tesis learns. Rashi learns that a loan is something that I brought upon myself. All these other chiyuvim, the Tesis says, make you pay it. The loans I brought them. I borrowed. Therefore, I have to pay. But regardless, I would have thought that when the Shmuel say that she would have loved it, I said, but how come a Shmuel must have loved Milmax of the Tate is not written the Tate? Abu Bahach, and my little Rabbi Yechonish Lucky, but over here, maybe he's my little, but in the case, where's a Milmax of the Tate? For example, a woman has to bring a card, Machat is this written in the Tate, therefore, even Shmuel agreed, that's why the children have to pay it. The Ashmin Baha, if I only knew the case of the woman, Baha come Rabbi Yechon, over here Rabbi Yechon holds the milvah ksuva betayda ksuva shtar dami. Abba Bahak, but in the other case, Eima Maida Lishmol. They agree, Sikh, we need both cases. Amar Papa, Hilchasa, the final halacha. Now, this is one of the most difficult Gemara's in Shas, because here the Gemara said, Amar Papa Hilchasa, and in Babasa, Amar Papa Hilchasa, exactly the opposite. And that's what all the Rishonim try to work out. Similar Matessa Shalonuch, the Shachle is 2 pages long trying to work out what's going on here. But Amar Papa, the Papa says, Hilchasa, the halacha is as follows. Milva pen. He doesn't say that Rashi was right or not. I'll just tell you the facts. Milva pen or alone gave him and Yoshin. The Yoshin have to pay it. But they gave him the kuchas. It's not fair for the kuchas. They don't have to pay. Gave him and Yoshin shibud the raisa. Now, according to one answer in Teis and Babasa, this is the Gemara saying it, not Rav Papa. Rav Papa finished already.
His comment is this.
Yeah, he's finished. Now the Gemara is explaining. So this Gemara Kedushin, whoever was explaining it, is the one who holds Shibud Raisa. That, I mean, a Yoshin wife, Shibud Raisa, the Yoshin have to pay the parents' chayvus, the Enu Gemara Kuchas, the less late color. And so for Shibud Raisa, why in the Kuchas? Because it's not fair. Then the Kuchas buying property. How in the world are they meant to know? There's no way of doing any research on it. Tesis wants to learn that the Gemara Babasa is talking about a milva shaloiks of a betayda, and that's why the Gemara over there concludes shibud lav daraisa. And the only reason why you collect from the ocean is because if not, in alto delipen love, and nobody will ever lend money again because the guy might die, and I'll never get paid. So therefore, the Gemara there concludes shibud lav daraisa. They're talking about a loan. Here we're talking about the case of an animal of a milva of a betayda, and that's why the Gemara concludes shibud daraisa. No, is this?
So was if the Torah makes an obligation to bring a korban, you regard that as a milva?
Yes, no, it's called a milva haksuv b'teira. Yes, achiv. Every achiv is called milva. So, the way Tosis here learns is
so machiv to like tefillin is milva.
Not money. You don't have to buy. Where's the Tosis have to buy b'teira tefillin? But where the Torah said that you have to do bring this or do this, yes, it's achiv that you have. We'll have in kedushin l'flam alav later as well. Opinion of Ben and all that. So anyway, right, the coin in the Mishnah, now we're exploring the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, coin is asked by get, means that a woman goes free through a get and through the death of her husband. Bishla me get, the Torah clearly says, how do you know that a woman goes out when the husband is dead? Maybe even after the husband is dead, she's a married woman the rest of her life. The catch is worse because nobody can give her a divorce. Saying, what a svaru, isn't the logic? Who asrav, who sharsa? He, the one who asked, and now he's the one who's matir. In other words, the Yosef Engel has arichas, and he explains what's the Gemara whole chakira here. I'm not going to go through how he explains the whole Gemara here, but he explains when a woman is an almana, why is she a free woman? Is it because there's no longer anybody to asa her, or is it death is just like a get? Just like a get, it's freezer. Yeah. A death is an act that frees her, sets her free. And then he explains the whole Gemara that way. And then he'll show you the Gemara.
But if you're going to say like that, then Lachon,
and he brings up the Halacha, which I can't remember.
Why should she be Yerush from her husband if the death is Kodesh, like again?
She doesn't Yerush, it's children Yerush.
And if it's not children.
Then her brother, his brothers. She gets nothing.
So what? So according to him, how would he explain when she become when the husband dies and she's Skrukali of him?
The Torah says so.
Yeah, but
the Gemara later concludes in the Gemara in that itself there's a chakir in the Gemara. Why is it the living brother who asks her, or is it because she never had the hetter of going free? The Gemara itself has a chakir later, so it all fits in, explain everything, but it won't take one at a time to learn that now. Beautiful to be a Svengel. Anyhow, so the Gemara says, who asks her, who shars her? Sounds like, you know, that there's no longer anybody to ask her, not because somebody's matter. Let's say if Aroy is through marriage, even after the person who died, let's say your brother's wife, and your brother Chazon passes away, you can't marry his wife anymore. Either the according to your Svara, once the guy who asked it is gone, they should become mutter. It doesn't work that way. It says Yevama, since we have a het that Yevama she'ein lebanim, Asura, a woman that has no children is not marry anybody in the whole world, is mashma, but if she did have children, she's allowed to marry. Why? Because her husband died. So that's how we know that if her husband died, you're allowed to marry. Ha yesh lebanim uteres. Three more words ayah. But Dilma ain't lebanim. If she has no children, she cannot marry anybody. If she has, if she cannot marry anybody but her brother-in-law. But if she has children, she can marry nobody. Where does the Torah say she can marry other people? All the Torah talks about is whether she has to marry her brother-in-law or not. Maybe other people she's always asked her to. The question is brother-in-law or not. Asura la alma vishar li yavim. Aba the yeshlub, if you had kids, luchuli amanami asura. Ella midam rachman amana, kain god la asura. We know that a widow to an amana is us, a widow. Is asura kain god la asura, but to a kain hedjit, allowed to marry a widow. What does that prove? That a widow is permitted. Hala kain hedjit shadia. Think about who said, maybe the kain god la is worse. But then the kain hedjit god la balava balava. Kain god la has an additional lav, you're not allowed to marry a widow. Aba luchuli amabasei. Everyone else does not say, which I say, Tezer, he says, V'dovak b'ishtoi. The Torah said that you should stick to your wife or to your husband, and therefore you're even, I say, if she's living with anybody else. Or, Tadashi says, that it says that you through get, you are free. So from there we learn that, but not through any other way. So it's a lav, habom, miklal, I say, is an I say. So you want to say, my vidite, l'chei, this I say, what is the weight of this I say? Where did it come from? Ida manashach, ida hanya misses baal. If the husband died, you tell me that what? That it's permitted, and tishle gamish be permitted completely. What means I say left? And ida loya hanya misses baal, the two misses mice. And if you tell me the misses baal doesn't help, then why only not say? She's an Asian ish, and if she loses somebody else, she'll be chayv misa. Allah malay fiktif. What do you mean? You never find such a concept where it gets reduced from a severe sin to a lower. I'll give you an example. Allah malay, why not? Afiktim in misa, but kim to nasei. Why can't it be that while she was married, the living husband, she had misa, now the husband is dead, she's only nasei. Where do you find such a precedent? Me the havi, just like we find absolute mikdashim. We find by a korban that suddenly you got a mum and then you redeem it from the base of mikdash. The mikdash, the din is while it was belonging to the base of mikdash, is bumil for use it, you're stealing, the asiri, begizi, vava, you're not allowed to share the world, you're not doing any work. Parkino, after you redeem it, you're allowed to eat it, so there's no longer any mila. Mila lesbos, no more stealing, but still, geese of avoid that city, you're not allowed to share the wool. Yeah, we learn from the chesachela, only eating, but not tizbach, but like geese, and so on, you're not allowed to. So we see that it does get diminished. Elamid amak, the first year, you don't have to go to the war. Why? Because Penyamud Muhammad just got married, maybe your husband will die. The ish acha yikachen, another man will take her. So there's one of the ayah called that once her husband dead, she's free to marry anybody. So what's the ayah? Who maybe ish acham is a brother-in-law? Maybe he's warning the guy: if you're going to go to war in the first year, you'll die, and your brother will be living with your wife. That's all. That's fremde. Oh, one second. Masker of Shibra Vichidi, aim a man acha, you have a maybe he's a brother in law. I'm going to ask you, first of all, bait Shibra. First, I'm going to slug it up. Second, I'll bring another ayah. Chada, the Yavam Laik Acher. A Yavam is generally not called a fremde. Eshens. I'll bring another raya that she's a free woman. It says in the pasuk, if she leaves, her husband gives her a get, and she marries a second woman, and a second man. And then the second man hates and gives her a divorce, or he dies, and she wants to go back to the first husband, she can't. So it says clearly, or he dies, is a raya that death is just like a get. And just like a get permits her, so does death. He says, compare the two. Ma gedish and sharia v'gemeris, get permits her, af misa sharia v'gemeris, says the base of angle. You see, where do we learn that? All the other lemudim were, there's no longer a husband, she's free. Now we're saying it has the same effectiveness as a get. What does a get do? A get doesn't remove the condition. A get, this matter is an act that permits her. Death is a proactive way of permitting her. It's not just because the East is no longer here. Baked it by your woman, you can be
voted. To all the way to Rabashi to it.
Exactly.
To get a conclusion.
It's a beautiful thing. Explains the whole. Yeah, beautiful. Anyway. Yivama nikkav bebiya, says the Gemara, bebiya minola. And how do you know that a Yivama belongs to her husband through bebiya? Maybe it's kesef style like any other woman. On makra, it says the pasuk Yivama, Yavoyala. It says clearly Yavoyala. But the kachla, you should take her as a wife. Freddy Gemara, ve'ema lekula milsekisha. If you maybe it says since they called her a wife, every respect like a wife, kesef style and everything else. The Gemara, loisagadat, it can't be. The time we learn, yachal ye kesef style grim, but we don't thought that kesef style works by Yivama as well. Kedavish be a gemer, but like be a tamalayma. It says in the passing, and what do you do? It says ve'yibma. Yibma means through be. Is what be a gemer as well. Only be works with her. And kesef style grim, but Freddy Gemara, how do you know? Who told you that ve'yibma means to come to limit that only be? Ve'yibma, my ve'yibma, the bakarch be'yab. Maybe the Torah is trying to teach something else. Not that limited only to beer, but that when it comes to beer, you can do it against the will. And we learned that in the set of the Bahamas that he can do it against the will.
But still, you would have to have. Still, you would have. You could have the kesef and the other.
Maybe, modes. Maybe the how do you know not? It says the puzzle of Isha. You're telling me Yibma, but Yibma we need for another drash altogether. That beer is bal karcha. That's all. But maybe kesef shtar works as well. Im kein lei b'kra v'yibim.
Kesef shtar should also be bal.
No, it's only the Yibma is bal karcha. And kesef shtar not. Says the modern kein lema krav v'yibem to teach you about kochem. My v'yibma the hay is extra. Shamed not tarti that only be it works. Says the modern matter. A kesef is only a maimer medrabon.
Those are the two things.
Yeah. Okay. And the chalitza she goes free either through bia to yibam or chalitza she said free. Even nolan hayna chalitza words. The chibit says v'nikrush my b'yisrael and he refuses to marry her, so he will be called b'yisrael amongst the Eden base chalutzana the house that they remove the shoe. Once you move the shoe, because you call it Beit Yisrael, means that she is now part of the household of the Jew, of world Jewry. She can marry any Yid because he refused to give her, because he did Chalitza. So he said, that's why you want Beit Yisrael. We need for something else altogether. Look at the Tanya. You know, Yisrael, the Bezdin Shal Yisrael, the Loi Bezdin Shal Loi Chavim, which is very hard to understand. So the Bach Taka says, you need a positive turn out of Bezdin of Goyim. We learned Elam Mishpatim, he can go. So Bach changes from Goyim Chavim to Gedim. That you cannot use the bezin of gedim when it comes to chalitza. And why? Because there's a Yisrael. No reason. There's a Yisrael. You allowed to have a bezin of gedim with seeing Marsan Hedron for dini mamonos, but not for chalitza. Thinking about it, that's not raya. Trei bi Yisrael ksiva. It says twice in the Yisrael by the sugya of beit chalutz. It says chibuch Yisrael. Then it says that he refused to hakim shem ocha bi Yisrael. Refused to hakim shem ocha bi Yisrael. Says the Gemara weiter. Vakatim by Levitanya. We still need it for the following. I'm going to view the Pamachas once I need Yoshev and Eptarfin. We need by yourself another Droshe. We won't sit in my house of Eptarfin. Ubasa Yivam came along. Yivam the Lachlis to Chalitza. Vamalon told us, Anu Kulchem, I want you all to respond. Vamru say, Chalitza now, Chalitza now. And you learn from the word Yisrael. We don't learn from the word Yisrael. We learn from the word Yisrael. That everyone should, don't say Vikara like he did, he individually. Vinikra, his name should be called by everybody watching. Well, Mr. Yavam is free, but Mr. Yavam and Nolan, how do you know that? Kavachimah, Kavachimah. Ma Eish is Ishi, Bechenik, it's how strict she is Chenik. Mr. Baal Matirta, the Mr. The Baal is Matir. Yavamish, he belav, like Koshken, Yavamish is love, surely. Ma Eish is Ishi, Ken Yaitse Beget. One second. So you want a kavuchayim? If a woman can be set free through misa, surely a yavama should be set free through the misa. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Male Asia, you know why an Asia is? She has other ways of getting out of the marriage. It's a beget. Time is a beget. A yavam cannot get out by a get. She has to get married to the guy. Chalitza is not a get. Hainami is a chalitza. No, chalitza is just like a get. Chalitza is a word that serves the same purpose. There's no cooler in isha over a yavama. Ella, male Ashes, I can still ask you, you know, Ashes can Isa Matir. It's the husband who asked her, who matted her. Over here, it's not the brother in law who asked her, it's the fact that you're still married to the first husband and hasn't been over yet. Amar Abashi, Honami Isa Matir. That's why he says, Shakatai. He said, no, the brother's dead. And we just said before, when the brother dies, he's mad to you. But the brother in law is alive, he's the one that's causing you a problem now. So when he, the same logic that he asks, he's mad to
you. The cook of Yavam is a much easier issur.
Yeah, it's only a lav. It's only a lav.
Interesting.
You don't get killed for it if she mizana. Yeah. Said the Gemara, "I'm Rav Ashi, Hanam, I said Matir Yavam." I said Yavam, Shana, the same thing. Said the Gemara, "Nuvetei Eish is Ijed." Okay, now that we've established that she goes out Misa Yavam, why don't we also say the other way around that if a Yavam can get out of Chalitza, why can't Eish also leave her husband Chalitza? Vetei Eish is Ijed Chalitza, Kavuchayim, Ma Yavam, she ain't Yaitze beget. Yaitze be Chalitza, Chalitza is good enough. Zushi Yaitze beget, ain't no din she Yaitze Chalitza. I'm going to pause it. Save for Christmas. Sefer Kursa, the end of Achor Kursa, only a Sefer can set her apart. So the Gemara, okay, so from the Pasuk, Sefer Kursa, we know that Chalitza doesn't work, only a get. Okay, let's say Yevama, okay, we can't bring Chalitza to a married woman, but let's bring get to a Yevama, and Kavuchema. Ma Eishes Ish, that we've established, She'en Yaitze B'Chalitza, cannot be freed with Chalitza, yet Yaitze B'Get, that means obviously get is much more, is much stronger than Chalitza. Zuzhe Yaitze B'Chalitza, Yevama, that can leave her husband, or Yavam, with Chalitza, ain't no dinchi yates of a get. On Makro, we have another posse where it says in the posse, Kocham, it says it should be done like this. So we learn from Kocha that only, it says Kocha, Yosha Lisha Yavna is based Achiv. So it says Kocha only over here, this will work, but not by a married woman. Kochi kuba. Very Mordo, you're telling me the Chol Hecha, the Ike kuba, the Kavacha, you're talking about what, since we have an Ike kuba, a word like Kocha, that's it. We dismiss the Kavachemer. I'll bring you from another place altogether where we have a meat like Chukah, and then we're still going to learn Kavachemer. And he goes like follows. The Yom Kippurim, even the Ksiba Yom Kippurim, they have the two goats and they have to decide which goes to Azazel, which is Lashem. And it says in the Pasuk, Goydel, that you should make a Goydel and decide which one it is. One is Lashem, one is Lazazel. Then it says, Vahoyis of Lachem, the Chukas Oilam. It says chukah, so lechayda chukah means this is the way it does, the way you work it, and there's no other way. Yet v'tani we learned v'asu chatas ha'goydel ois chatas, only goydel decides which is chatas ve'ein Hashem ois chatas. She yachal, I would have thought, you have the extra words v'asu chatas. No, chukah alone wouldn't have done it because we have the extra words v'asu hu chatas that this goydel makes a chatas. Therefore, it's a chatas. Freddy Gemara she yachal, I would have without the extra words of chatas, I would have learned that you don't need that even without a goydel would become a chatas. I would have thought kalachemu ma b'makim shalay kiddush hagoydel. Goydel doesn't work. Kiddush Hashem, a person can say this belongs to Eibushter. Makim she kiddush hagoydel, a goydel works. Ain adin she kaddish Hashem. Surely that a kiddush Hashem, even though it says the word chukah, I don't care about how good kalachemu.
Kiddush
Hashem,
you mean if someone's
makdish that? That's right. I'm saying this animal is chatas. Tamalei b'asav chatas. That I had it not been for this extra word of chatas, I would have learned kalachemu. I says chukah is a raya just because you have a word in the Torah that's limiting, but if a kavuchaim can override it, the time of the midakra halav ha'achid hashin kavuchaim. I've got to say a chukah on makra. The more answers it says in pasuk la la. Because you have said the cost of law, say the cases, it says we dash in law of a law Yivama. Where does it get work? Only by a married woman, not by Yivama. You want to know why Yivama is no get? You're right. You have a kavuchaimer, not because we have a miet from the word kacha, but because we have a miet by that get only works by a woman, nothing else. Who told you to dash for law that get only works by a married woman and not by Yivama? Maybe law means lishma. To teach her, when you write a get, you have to have her in mind. So he answered, today, law ksivi. It says twice law in the pasuk. If you have two wives with the same name, you shouldn't, or somebody else, you shouldn't, you're not allowed to use that, or you're not allowed to use the same get for two people. Let's say you have two wives, exactly the same name. You're not allowed to use one get for both of them. Loi law v'chavata. So we have two drushes from law. So where do you have left the drush of law that only a woman, married woman, can get out with a get and not Aish's yavam or a skuka's yavam that only a chalitza will work there? Elam akra in the pasuk nal. It says in the pasuk nal ashu. So we dash in nal e midi achrin loi. It says nikash may be Israel base chalutz hanal. So we dash in only a nal will get her out of that and free her to base Israel. Not any other format. Not a get. Behind now, for the mother, that's what you use a shoe for. Lahochi also have a brother. We need the shoe. Look at the time we learn. Nah, loy. It says in the pasuk, his shoe, ainly elanaloy his shoe, the husband's shoe, the yavam shoe. Nah, loy shekal behind now. Use other shoe as well. Tamalayman, nah, riba. It says nah in one place. It says nah again. The next pasuk, beis chalutz hanah, which is extra. It could have just said beis chalutz, and that's enough. By saying beis chalutz hanah, I'll teach you an extra shoe. It has to be. It can be anybody's shoe. Im ke ma tamalayman nah loy. If it can be anybody's shoe, why do you say in the pasuk his shoe? Why have to say his shoe? To tell you, na leharola, it could be anybody's shoe, but it has to be a shoe that fits his foot. If he has a very short foot, and you give him a very long foot, you give him a very short shoe, it's not going to work. Prat legodl shen yochel halabai, if he gave him a shoe that's too big and he can't walk in it, he swims in it. Or prat lekotn shen chayfetz rev ragle, or a small shoe that does not cover most of his leg. And prat lemesulim, or an open shoe. that has no soul in the bottom. Sheinle Ekev Imke Nichtav Kra Nal Mayhanal. The word, the extra hey teaches the Shama Tarte two things.
See, if they had this standard chalitza in Kehillas, this chalitza sandal, they had a standard.
Well, yeah, they have a boot.
Yeah, how
do
they fit into each?
The boot is a good question. I don't know how to do it. Maybe they have a few
maybe
sizes.
Maybe soft leather that stretches.
We're working. We're going.
But no, questions. But it was almost 9 o'clock.
I know, but it's all right. I'm giving you a free Friday.
Eilu dvorim she'en lohim shir.
Then we're back to Mishnah, and we finish the woman. Eber divri.
What? If
it's amazing that right after we learn about a married woman, we learn about slavery. I'll leave up to you to figure out the connection. Eved Ivri, a Yiddish slave, Nikne, how does he become a slave? Through kesef money, shtar, contract. The koina atzma, how does he become free? Bishonim, if in 6 years, or be evil, reaches the evil of the geroin kesef, if he pays his way out. You say, I love Omer Vidya, a Yiddish girl has one extra thing. She koina atzma, sin money, she reaches the age of 12 year old puberty, she also goes free. Ha nirtza nikne beretzia, that a nirtza, how does he stay on? If he wants to stay on more than 6 years, how does he stay on? By through piercing his ear. The coin is atzma, when does he go free? Be yovel, only when yovel comes along. Uve misses a odin. He does not get passed on to the, by ever kanani we learn with the chalten that he gets passed on, but not when it comes to an ever divi.
But
no, within 6 years he does get passed. I'm talking about the nitzra. Sure, yeah.
It's actually interesting
that
the Seder was going kesef choyel, that should be the first one.
Right, normal.
So in other words, you sell yourself, and if you get the money, then you can redeem yourself. If not, it's 6 years.
That's true, yeah. Talking about Ebed, even he can be kesef. I'm a current apostle. He buys himself, he redeems himself by reducing the amount of money that it was bought with. He said, aye, that what? You're buying with money. Melam, he's going to be kesef. Ashkon Ebed, even a Jewish Ebed, Hanim Kalei Vichavim. Oh, with that pasuk, mikesem, and now you're talking about how Yidus was bought by a goyish master. Hoyel v'chol kinyanim mikesem. A goy generally everything that he does is with money. So it makes sense. How does he buy a Jewish slave by paying money? Or benimkeli sromenon. A Jew generally has other kinyanim, for example, like meshicha. If you were sold to a Yid, how do you know that he also is with money? On makro, it's in the pasuk, the hevde, it's in the pasuk that he gets redeemed. No, but this is a Jewish maid. If she doesn't like her master, or they don't marry her, and then she can redeem herself. It says the word hefte by her as well. And it's talking about a Jewish master, because there's somebody who can marry her. So you see, even a Jewish master is also for the money, even though it's talking about Omavriya. All we know from there is that a Jewish girl is bought with money. Hoyel mikatcha bekesef. It makes sense also, because this money will also be used towards kedushin. So therefore, you use money. Mikanya bekesef. My question was eved ivri, a Jewish eved with a Jewish master. How do you know you can be buying with money? Minol omar krozen pasik ki moch lecha achicha ivri or ivri. If you sell to you, your brother or your sister or maid of the choshei shanim to serve you, about choshei shanim to serve you 6 years. So we're comparing makash ivri livri. They all have the same din. So whatever way you buy, Amavri is where you buy an Eved Ivri with money. Ashkecha Mechur Bezen. They're talking about there's different ways of becoming an Eved. One is Bezen sells you because you stole and you can't afford or whatever to pay. And one if you sell yourself. You know, if a Bezen sells you, it's for money. Hoyel v'nimke balkarchai, because it's against your will, therefore it's money. If you buy, you're selling yourself, high notes with money. Yali, we learn out, Sochi is Sochi. We learn out that it talks about Mishnah Sachir, and there it talks about a guy who sold himself. And therefore, so Honey Chalmand, the Yal of Sachir, so the one who holds his Shava. Ella, the Mandala, Yal of Sachir, Sachir, we'll see later in the Gemara, the one who doesn't hold his Shava. Ma'ikal Meiman, how do you know that an Ebed Ivri, he sold himself, can be bought with money? On Makro, it says a Pasik, that for example, if a guy is very, very poor and he has to sell himself as a slave because he can't afford it, then you should, if you can afford it, you should redeem him. Moisiv al in addition, v'chisasig is adding to the previous psukim over there, when previous psukim are talking about sachir and teishav and all that. V'yilmed elyed metachten. We learned before from here, just like over here, talking about yumeicher atzma, you're very poor and you sold yourself. Before, also talking about very poor. And they're talking about through money, sachir, so therefore we also talk about money. Man Tana, you mentioned something about people don't learn exer shavah sachir sachir. Man Tana, who is a Tana, the Layali sachir, does not learn sachir sachir. This exer shavah. Hi Tana, who is the following. Tana, you learn. Moicher, there's a difference between moicher atzma and moicher bezen. Ha moicher atzma nimkel sheish can be sold for 6 years, or the yeser al sheish. If you sell yourself, you could chatchila make up. I'm selling myself for 9 years.
But also, then, if it continues.
No. That's still yovel. This is that's a moicher bezen. That's a Moichel Bezdin. I can Chatzchila make up with you a deal that's 10 years. No, 10 years. Only Moichel Asif could do this. No, this Tana holds it because it doesn't believe. The other Tana says you learn Zeri Shava Sachir, Sachir, and that means no difference if you're a Moichel Bezdin or yourself. All the dinim are exactly the same. This Tana holds that there's no Zeri Shava Sachir, Sachir, so the dinim are different. For example, I can Chatzchila make up with you to something for 10 years. Hamoichel Atzma Nimke L'Sheish, or yes, L'Sheish. However, Moichel Bezdin ain't a Nimke El L'Sheish, only 6 years. Because then the pasuk about avodcha sheish shanim, that's it. And this whole idea of nirtza is talking about the mishpatim, which is talking about mochru bezin. Remember, no long Rashi, mochru bezin or yena ela and all that. Hamoicher atzmai yena nirtza. If you sell yourself, there's no. If you want to stay on, too bad. You can't stay on when this piercing doesn't apply. There's no parallel, no connection. Let's say between the two. Mochru bezin, but if bezin sells you nirtza. Meicher atzmai ein manikim loy. That's only if Bezin sold you, not if you sold yourself because you were poor. According to this opinion, we don't compare equate the two. Meicher atzmai, if you sold yourself, ein manikim loy. There's no hanukkah. There's no severance pay. Machru Bezin manikim loy. The pasuk where it talks about hanukkah, talking about machru Bezin. Hameicher atzmai, you sold yourself. Ein rabbi moisel leshivcha kananis. Your baal boss cannot give you a goyish maid as a wife. Machru Bezin rabbi moisel leshivcha kananis. So in other words, he doesn't believe in this whole sacher sacher.
In other words, there'll be a difference also if his brother boss is a claim, whether he can be tumma or not.
That doesn't say.
Yes, so what would it be?
No, well, you could.
That was an Ilsa.
Still
a kini
kasper. Yeah, but you know, every Eved Ibu can eat tumma. An Eved Ibu can eat tumma.
Yeah, but when you say Eved Ibu, do you mean Eved Ibu and Mokho Bezna?
No, he doesn't make a difference in Lucheda, everybody. No, they're both identical. 6 years. What's the machlek? Is my lab hakim ifugi? Tanakam loyalu socher socher. Tanakam doesn't believe in the gzeis shavu socher socher. So you don't compare moichah bezin to moichah atzmei. But Rabbeloza yalu socher socher. Rabbeloza doesn't learn socher socher. Omer Rav Tivu Meshul Abaye lab davke. Maybe kuli alma. Everyone agrees yalu socher socher. Everyone doesn't learn gzeis shavu. So lechayda hakom we have different dinim according to Tanakam between Hashem and moichah atzmei and moichah bezin. Hocha b'hai koro k'mida agin a different pasuk altogether. My time at Tanakamad Omar Moicher atzmon nimka l'sheish. Moicher asking yourself for 6 years or yes l'sheish or even for 10 years. Miet by the Torah clearly expressly was b'mayit gabi machru bezin. It says about v'sheish shanim. It says in the pasuk that he will work for you 6 years. So we dash in this eved works for you for 6 years. Of v'lo moicher atzmon. Not because of gzeira shava. We take it compare the two. But here we have a miet. He should work for you, and not who, and not a moicher atzmon. The idach and the other one who did the Rabbi Lazar who says no that even a moicher atzmai works for 6 years no more. But avot cholucha v'loy liyodish. The avot comes to negate you, but does not pass to yodish. That if he dies, he does not work. In other words, when we loy liyodish, a son you work for, but not for a. If there's no son, it passes to the brother or to the daughter. That doesn't happen. Only to the son. Loy liyodish, not to the extended yodish. The idach and the other one says. Avdecha achrin exi. There's not avdecha. V'idach ahu. The other one I need lahatzos adin hudasa. The other one I need lahatzos adin.
And what are you being lahatzos?
That you should give Hanukkah. Oh, we want him to. He worked for you. But we want you to understand the Torah is not teaching you din. The Torah is saying avodcha. He since he worked for you so hard, be appreciative, and the whole Hanukkah is to show gratitude for what he did to you. My time to the Kamad, a Meicher Atzmei in Nirtza. Why does he say that a Meicher Atzmei does not get pierced? Only a Meicher Bezin, if everything is respectable to be the same, again, we have a meet. Meir Rachmane Gabi Mechru Bezin says, V'rotza Adonav Ez Oznoi, his ear. What do you mean his ear? And not what? And not the ear of a guy who sold himself. B'matzei Oznoi Shaloi V'la Oznoi Shemeicher Atzmei. V'idach, what's all the time to say? You want to do Shabbos the Raider well?
No.
Okay. Well, one more line. Who the Gzei Shabbos?
Stop it.
Like, who dim hoisa oida zu teida? So the first.